Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Hello there, Stephen.
Hello there, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. And yourself this morning?
I'm doing great. I wonder, when did we move the show to Seattle? I was not aware of this. You didn't send out a memo. But I haven't seen the sun in 4 days.
Ah, I got you.
So I assume we're in Seattle, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to see sun tomorrow.
Okay, on location. When we go back to Atlanta.
The sun will come out
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar.
All right, Annie. We got some great guests with us on the show today. Joining us from Suwannee Park Tavern, we have the bar manager, Matthew Dibert, is with us. From Fostering Leadership in You, Audrey Blake. And from Velo Systems, Robert Fordham. And we're going to start with Matthew Dibert with Suwannee Park Tavern. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us all about Suwannee Park Tavern. I mean, this is a brand new restaurant slash bar that's opening up in the Suwannee area.
That is correct. We are Suwannee Park Tavern, located in Town Center. What we're trying to do is, our concept is upscale tavern. We're trying to bring a culinary wanderlust to the city of Suwannee, Gwinnett County in particular, as well as providing a more upscale environment for a restaurant experience.
When does the restaurant open, and what can we expect once we walk in?
Well, what you can expect to walk in is hospitality, genuine. We use the word genuine as in a lot of people say the word hospitality, but reflecting genuine hospitality is something that we're really, really looking after. What you can expect, we're looking to open in about 2 weeks.
The date would be January?
Looking like a soft opening around January 30. Trying to get open before Valentine's Day for the biggest night of the year. We're looking good. It's looking really good. The renovations went well. We should be, like I said, getting going in about 2 weeks.
Matthew, my first question is, yes, I want you to circle back around to a wonderful phrase that you said, and that is culinary wanderlust.
Yes, sir.
Please unpack that for me and Mike and everybody else listening.
I really am excited about what we have. I have some very, very talented individuals in the kitchen. We got our executive chef, Maury, from the City Club and TPC at Sugarloaf. Our other executive chef, Ryan, from Hal's, which everybody knows very well in the Buckhead area. They're very, very talented. What they're going to do and put on the plates, we're just really excited about. So we've tried to hit all flavor profiles, have a diversity menu, very high quality proteins, with a more like upscale, a comforting food recognition. So matched with a great wine list and a fantastic bar, we really do think we're going to do great things.
So we've got the good spectrum. So basically, the first thing I hear you say is not everything is going to be deep fried.
Yeah, no, sir.
And no matter where you come from, whether you are looking kind of simplistic but still good tasting,
yes,
all the way up to a little bit more exciting, you guys are going to run the spectrum.
Absolutely. Fresh to order. Nothing will be frozen. We're going to do everything. The thing about it is most restaurants you find in the Buckhead area, they do these extra steps to make an exceptional food experience. But they have to, of course, charge a little bit more for the real estate down there. We know a way to be able to do that exact same Buckhead experience in Suwannee for a much, much more affordable price point. Because up here, it's just, the real estate will be a little bit less. So we can do that same environment, except for, of course, up north.
You talked to Matthew about some of the folks coming in to help you as you open this new restaurant. Talk about your background and where you're from and your experience.
This is about 18 years in the restaurant business. I've opened now over 27 restaurants across the country, from Beverly Hills to Baltimore.
Not your first rodeo.
No, sir. This is kind of a career for me now, I'd say. It's just been a very great experience for me, and I've learned quite a bit. Opening restaurants just gets you to really feel what guests want, and then learn and learn and learn as you go, and then apply that later as farther you go along.
Now, the location, for those that may not be familiar, it's Suwannee Town Center.
Yes, sir.
Which is right there where the amphitheater is. I mean, it seems like a very good location.
We're right on the corner, 340 Town Center. We're right next to City Hall. You can't miss us. It used to be called Old Town Tavern. We have taken over the space and renovated. And it looks beautiful. We just hung the chandeliers. We're really excited about what's going on in there.
Matthew, talk a little bit more about the space, because I think sometimes when if someone hears Swanee Park Tavern, they think of a tavern, they think of small and kind of dimly lit and just a big bar with a few tables. Right. You guys have a very unique space. How have you guys laid it out? What are the different type of sitting experiences that people are going to be able to take advantage of?
Well, great question. We are going to have, like I said, a more upscale tavern feel. We're definitely going to go with white tablecloth, exceptional stemware. We've even taken the time to build in a stage for live music in a second room, which we're very, very excited about that. We're going to seat over 150 people. We'll have the bar, we have TVs at the bar, rocking and rolling. I'm actually going to do a little bit of a craft cocktail mixology menu, so we'll have a little bit of a smoking cocktails and 60 label wine list. To call it just a tavern wouldn't do it justice. So what we are, like I said, is providing a more upscale environment with the tavern feel.
I'm going to ask a dangerous question because sure. I didn't ask you this off the air, sure. But you mentioned the stage. Is that area also going to be available for business group type lunches, which is something drastically needed in Swanee and Gwinnett?
Absolutely. We will be catering to lunch probably a month down the road. We want to roll with dinner first and get all that worked up. But the lunch crowd down in Swanee is really, really a strong force, and we can't wait to get open for that as well.
I've got to ask the question: if we come there for the first time, and we're talking to anybody out there, and they come to the restaurant sure. for the first time, and it's Swanee Park Tavern, what is the must have on the menu, and maybe the drink that you got to order? This special drink you can only get here.
Well, me being a lamb fanatic, my favorite dish will probably be on the menu will be our rosemary garlic lamb chops. I think it's a very sophisticated, much, you know, everybody has filet mignon, everybody has steaks, and to me that would be the signature dish for us. The cocktail, on the other hand, for example, I'm going to use dry ice. I'm going to pour it in a martini glass. We're going to call it Bubbles and Berries. This thing is going to come out smoking. I marinate berries in Grand Marnier overnight, top it with a little Prosecco, comes out smoking. It'll be a fantastic drink.
We're not moving the show to Seattle. We're moving the show to the Swanee Park Tavern.
Sounds good.
We're going to broadcast from there.
Absolutely, and we will test everything on the menu and describe to everybody how wonderful it is on every show.
You want to do one of those food shows where those guys go around the whole country, just eat food, and they're getting paid to eat food.
Preach it, brother.
Sounds good. I don't want to be Debbie Downer.
Sure.
But you're in a very competitive business,
yes, sir.
And you know the history of restaurants. Mm-hmm. For every one that's successful, there are several that don't make it. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you're refiguring a spot of a place that used to be there that's no longer there.
Yes, sir.
It's a tough time to open a restaurant, though.
It is. It is very much. The reason why we're very confident is not only myself and the chefs, we've put together kind of an all-star cast of people that we know are very successful. We like to call it good people delivering genuine hospitality. And with that formula, that's really what we think is the foundation for success in the restaurant business. Just good people delivering genuine hospitality. If you can do that, yeah, I think the guests will see that, and then they'll just know to come back. We want to have a place where you can feel comfortable 2 to 3 times a week without breaking the bank, and being able to come back instead of a special event more than one time a month.
You mentioned we're talking with Matthew Dibert with Swanee Park Tavern. You mentioned the white tablecloth.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned some of the things on the menu which sound delicious. Is this a place for you could bring the kids and families? And what are your price point areas?
Absolutely. The town of Swanee in particular is very family oriented. I believe top 10 in the country
right,
to raise a family. Knowing that going in, we've created of course a child's menu, a child's drink menu as well. We're going to do all natural sodas, and so you can stray away from those syrupy high fructose corn syrup. I've made the soda menu, for example. The chef's came up with a great kids menu. We're going to be very family friendly. It's something that we want, we accept, and we can't wait to have. To be able to not have to get a babysitter, to be able to go out and have a good dinner without having to worry about all the stuff that goes with it, we welcome it, and we can't wait to have them come in.
Credit to you and your folks for doing your homework and,
yes,
and realizing that.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew, I want to ask you a question. I know you guys haven't opened yet, but you've been doing the remodel there in Suwanee Town Center. Talk a little bit about the overall town center. There are other restaurants. I don't think anything like what you're doing. But talk about just that area, the what you like about it, why you guys are excited to be at the town center.
Oh, at first glance, when I first came up there, the cleanliness in particular. You see these large places where all these events happen. And how they could get away from being well kept. Suwanee does a fantastic job. The area in particular, with all the concerts and, for example, Beer Fest coming up, we're very excited about that because all the people that do gather and us being right there on the corner, we can't wait to have our doors open to them. Just on a side note, there's no open container law in the park, so you can come on up, grab a beer from us, and go back and enjoy the park. During the concert season, we'll be ready for that as well.
And on a lighter note, you gotta love the fact that your restaurant is right there near the Super Friends Hall of Justice,
Absolutely. Also
known as City Hall of Suwanee.
Yes, sir.
I always think of the cartoon when I think of that. So the other silly question I have to ask: you talked about the smoking drinks for the adults, and then you start talking about the kids menu. Mm-hmm. No smoking drinks for the kids.
No smoking drinks for the kids.
No dry ice in their natural sodas.
With parental consent only. You'll have to sign a waiver.
That would be dangerous.
I could see you coming in with your three boys and
they would be like, give me one of those smoking drinks. Make it non-alcoholic.
Is there anything, Matthew, that we haven't covered that you want to get out to the community as far as Suwanee Park Tavern?
Only that we're excited. Thank you so much for being so kind to us, County of Gwinnett and City of Suwanee, welcoming us. We can't wait to get open and do long business in that city. It's going to be fantastic.
So soft opening end of January 2015. Of course, we don't know when people are listening to the podcast. It could be a year from now. So if it's after January 2015, they are open.
And we're not in Seattle. This is in Suwanee, Georgia, right?
Just Suwanee, Georgia. Sure, clarify that. Suwanee Park Tavern. I think everybody knows where the town center is and the city hall and all that. For people that want to find out more information, is there a website already out there?
There is www.suwaneeparktavern.com. We also are on Facebook, so feel free to search Suwanee Park Tavern. You can find any up-to-date information about opening and all pictures and anything that we're going to do, we'll be putting on Facebook as well.
Hours of operation, and is there a need to call in for reservations?
At the beginning, we're going to probably go first seat only until we can see what the volume is, but then eventually we will be moving into reservations.
All right, Matthew Dibert with Suwanee Park Tavern. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Looking forward to going.
All right.
All right, joining us now on the program from Fostering Leadership in You, Audrey Blake. Hello there, Audrey.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Doing good. I know Stephen and I were probably salivating right now. Want some time for lunch now after hearing what Matthew had on the menu.
Audrey, you have your work cut out for you because now we're hungry.
Well, I am too. I was thinking, when am I going there? Oh my God.
Where are we going for lunch?
Fostering Leadership in You, or FLY for yes. short. Tell us all about your company, what you do.
Well, I'm also the CEO of FLY. I have a corporate staff, but this company was founded based on my personal passion to help inspire others to greatness. And so there are about three key services that we offer. One, we offer empowerment seminars, which we help people better themselves or be a better me. We have me workshops. Also, I have done keynote and motivational speaking at conferences, the faith communities, community groups, and organizations. One of our newer services is life coaching. So I am a professionally certified life coach, and we can talk more about that later because there are different types of life coaches, as some of you may know. And I also have, I'm an author, so I have a couple of books out.
So what are you not doing, I guess, might be the better How did you get involved in all of this? Were you doing anything in a previous life and then that led you here?
Definitely. First of all, I feel like it's my personal calling. It's just something that's natural. For years, I've worked with state governments here in Georgia, Columbus, Ohio, as well as South Carolina, in public health and social services, creating and directing programs to help the citizens of those states. And so it just kind of, life just kind of drove me, how life is. You just end up in the right place.
Audrey, one question I want to ask you is, and I guess this kind of goes down the life coaching, What are some of the questions that people might be asking themselves, or some of the situations they might be finding themselves in that should be showing them, hey, might be good to find a life coach and start processing through the questions I have or what I've been saying or
right.
what I've been thinking to myself?
Okay. Well, what I'm finding frequently, because my specialty is goal setting and helping people accomplish their goals as well as writing their books, their first book. So people may say, they come up to me sometimes and just say, you know, I've been thinking about starting, doing a book on my life, my experience, but how do you start? Or I've started a book, but you know, I just can't seem to finish. The other thing is I get, and it's not just young people, is I'm not sure what I want to do. Or I've been doing this job for years. I'm making great money, but I'm not happy. And I'm stressed out.
So a lot of it revolves around transition.
Exactly.
But then you also mentioned, hey, I want to get a book out. That'd be, to me, I think that's a good segue. You are an author. You have, and you actually have a new book coming out. So talk about life as an author. Talk about what you like to write about, and then certainly focus on the book that's about to come out.
Thank you. Writing to me is just another form of communication. Anybody that knows me personally, I'm a great talker, but a great listener. And so the book is a way of helping people once again. I was once a licensed social worker in the state of South Carolina, but when I moved, I changed careers. And therefore, the latest book is called Falling in Love with Me. And it deals really with self-esteem and valuing who you are and making great decisions based on who you are. It is written primarily for women and young ladies, but it is also, men have also benefited from the book because people make bad choices in relationships because they really sometimes don't know who they are or love themselves enough. And these are very confident and successful people. So it's not a matter of not, you know, being educated. It's a matter of really knowing who you are and valuing your worth.
We're talking with Audrey Blake here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And you mentioned at the top of the interview, Audrey, that you're also a life coach. But you said you're different from other life coaches. Maybe because sometimes when people hear life coach, they roll their eyes a little bit. But you're like, I know. What makes you different, though?
Well, I am, first of all, professionally certified. I am certified by the Life Coaching Institute of Orange County, California, which is a member of the ICF, which is the International Coaching Federation. That is the gold standard by which life coaches are measured. At this point, life coaches are not required to be licensed, but when that happens, that will be the governing body that sets forth the standards. The other thing is I have a degree in psychology, as well as a master's in public health. I have extensive training over the years in health and human services. So I come from a very professionally prepared certification and perspective.
I'm going to lay down on the couch right now a little bit for some of our listeners. You mentioned one of the more popular or things that you see often is someone maybe at that point in their life where they're not happy with their career. You know, where do I go from here? If I'm laying across the couch right now, and I know this is being very general, what are some of the advice that you might give to someone like myself or someone who's maybe in that situation?
I ask people to do two things. One is to reconnect with their childhood. It's like, what was that thing when you were a child that you really enjoyed doing? So that kind of taps me into their passion. And then I ask them, is there something, a hobby or something you know how to do, an aspect of your job that you do and you could do it all day without pay? The hours just pass without you knowing because you're enjoying doing it so much. So I help them identify their passion.
Something that we do here every day. We just do our shows and it's our passion.
And it's awesome when we bring in people, and we always have the joke on most of our shows of, I wish we could find people who are passionate about their work, because it really, it becomes very evident and very easy to see people who are passionate and people who are not. Let's talk a little bit. You talked about empowerment seminars and kind of me seminars. Are your seminars, you mentioned that you have done them in some faith-based settings and community settings. Is this also something that's available kind of on a business? I know one of the things is employee benefits is taking on a whole different meaning nowadays. Is this an educational program that a large corporation could take advantage of? Talk a little bit about the seminars and where you find your leads and that kind of stuff.
Yes, definitely professionals can use it. Contracts, I'm available for contracting with corporations, with state government, simply because I've lived that life and I understand it personally. And certainly to help employees do a better job where they are. And one of the things I say to potential contractors that I go into contracts with, is that your employees will be more productive if they're happier. Because oftentimes in this era, budget cuts, people will say, yeah, that's nice, but that's the fluff, and we cut the fluff. I used to be an administrator, and the first thing you cut is the fluff. But again, if people aren't happy with themselves or they're bringing in their personal problems to work, it's not only going to affect your productivity, but it also will affect your quality.
And I was going to say, this goes back to also, number one, your background being in community service. So you've been around large and administrative and red tape, and
yes,
you kind of know how to navigate that, as well as also this is where your certification as a life coach. So you're not just, hey, I've got a good story to tell. You can dig down deep. Now, is this also, when you go in and do the seminars, is it all in group or is there also individual follow-up that's available?
Both. Okay. I go in, I present to a group, and I give them hands-on experiences and chances to work in small groups, depending on the size. I do have limits in terms of the groups I present to. For instance, if someone comes to me and say, well, I have 250 employees that I want you to do. I have something called Clean Out the Closet Workshop. It's part of my book as well. It talks about cleaning out your emotional clutter. But I can't do that with 250 people.
That would take us a long time.
Right.
Clean out that emotional clutter.
A lot of Kleenex in that room and bar the doors. It might be a little bit messy.
Right. So what I may suggest is then perhaps you need a keynote speaker, and then I can present to that group on some things that might be helpful as a whole.
I know a lot of the stuff that we're talking about is on the website. I was just kind of perusing through it while you were talking there. Talk about your website, what people can find on the website, and give that address.
Yes, the website is called fosteringleaders, that's with an S, .org, and there are several services on there. You'll see books that I have written. You will also find what I call me workshops, which has to do, again, with loving who you are. And that's for men and women, because that's important. You will also find more about the life coaching services we just talked about.
We want to have you come back because at some point we want to lay Stephen on the couch, and that may take a whole show by itself.
That's going to take – we need to move to Seattle for that because it would be a whole relocation
issue. Well, Stephen, we can put a few weeks aside if you'd like.
You see, the problem today already, he's got the Seattle theme going. He's going to do bad Seattle jokes for the entire show.
I deflect with humor, Mike. That's how I mask what's really going on.
Well, when the
inside.
Humor starts, let me know.
When the laughter stops,
yes,
that's when it gets dangerous.
Audrey's just being nice, laughing at anything you say.
And Steve has his world, and I bet Steve's world is a happy place.
It is. Except when I'm with Mike, but that's another
mine's story. A happy place too, but it's after I go to Swanee Park Tavern and hit the
there
bar.
There you go. Flaming drinks.
Got your first drink.
And see Matthew, my new best friend, by the way. I'm going to come into the place and goes, Matthew, remember me? And hopefully he'll have that flaming, smoking drink coming down.
I love it.
Audrey, is there anything else that you want to pass along while we have you here on the show?
I think the biggest thing right now, the newest thing that is, besides the life coaching services, well, let me say two things. One, with life coaching, sometimes people saying, I don't know if I want to try that and put my money into it. But I do offer a complimentary session by phone. And I do need to mention, I do most of my services through internet, phone, and Skype. So I do it nationally, locally and nationally. As far as the book writing, coaching, I will meet you at your comfort level, typically at somewhere in a public place like Barnes & Noble's or something like that. The other thing is the new book, Falling in Love with Me, which is also available, great for schools, colleges, anybody. It's going to be coming out in your bookstores next month, but you can go to Tate Publishing, or you can go to my website, fosteringleaders.org, to find out more. And I'd like to share my phone number if you like.
Absolutely.
The company number is 770-866-2162. And feel free, someone will answer. If not, my assistant will take a message or a voicemail, and we will get back to you quickly.
And once again, go ahead and give the website.
www.fosteringleaders.org.
And I already know Stephen's Christmas gift for next year that I'm getting him.
Yes.
Audrey Blake, Fostering Leadership, and you, thanks so much for your time. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from a company called Velo Systems, it's Robert Fordham. Hey there, Robert. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Tell us all about Velo Systems. What does your company do?
Basically, it's a new company out of Atlanta, Georgia. We're doing website design, search engine optimization. We're doing social media management for companies. We're making sure your business is, you know, on all the local listings, national listings, whatever that company needs to be on, it's going to be on if you're, you know, working with us.
So basically, every company can use your services. Tell us about your background and the history of the company.
My background, I've been doing web design for about 10 years. Started when I was about, probably even longer than that. I started when I was about 12 years old. But the advanced coding and stuff, you know, I've been doing for about 5 years. So, you know, I do most of the web design myself. I can do, you know, SEO, the backlinks and stuff. That link up, you know, to all the, you know, geo-targeting and stuff as well. That, you know, local and, you know, national businesses want to have just to link up with their customers.
I'm going to allow the Georgia Tech guy, Stephen, to do the rest of the interview for the show. Go ahead, Stephen.
Well, and I think the reason
it's all yours.
I think the reason Mike did that goes right into the question I was going to ask you, Robert. I think when you sit down with business leaders, I'm imagining you probably come across two scenarios. The one scenario is you start saying what you just said, and they go, I have no idea what you're talking about. Just make it work. The other one is people who go, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And the more you kind of get into it, the more you realize they have kind of a knowledge service, but they can get themselves in trouble or take way too much of their time trying to do it themselves. So here's the magic question. When you sit down with a business, where do you want to start as the expert, and where do you want the business owner to start when it comes to what they want to do online? And that's a huge, wide open, broad question, because it's a huge, wide open, broad space, and everybody goes, I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you know, I pretty much sit back and listen to what the client, you know, how detailed they want to get, and, you know, I pretty much handle it. If, you know, the client's an engineer and they're, you know, they're detailed, I'm going to be just as detailed with them. If they want to keep it simple, I can, you know, simplify it for them, which, you know, we're going to do anyway, but I can, you know, give them a couple options and pretty much break it down and, you know, in the format that they want.
In your opinion, when it comes to the online world of your typical business, what do you think is the minimum standard that someone should have when it comes to their online presence?
Minimum standard, I think they definitely, you know, definitely have to have a website, definitely need to be on, you know, all the local listings, at a minimum, maybe 35 listings, you know, companies, Angie's List, Google Plus, you know, Yellow Pages, Yellow Book, stuff like that. Just really depends the company, you know, what type of company they are, you know, if it's an attorney, a law firm, if it's, you know, an e-commerce company. You know, if it's, a, you know, doc, you know, doctors, just pretty much depends, you know, on the company. E-commerce, you're definitely, you know, going to want to have a lot of, you know, pretty much everything you're doing online is how you're generating your clients and customers. And
So if I'm a business, so let me ask this, as someone who's been around the business and done a lot of web design and a lot of other things online, what are some of the online areas that you're seeing business owners not taking advantage of or not taking advantage of correctly where they could get some of the biggest bang for their buck? Mm-hmm. Is it the search engine optimization or is it something else? Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
I think, you know, a lot of it does have, you know, a lot of it works hand in hand. The search engine optimization has a, you know, large part in it. What I'm trying to focus, you know, my business on now, I do, you know, companies all over the nation. But primarily, I'm trying to focus on, you know, local companies, local customers. I do handle, you know, individuals as well as small businesses all over Metro Atlanta. That's what I'm trying to focus on primarily. Would like to keep it, you know, in the Southeast.
And is your focus on the local area because there's some local things people can do online that you understand because you've lived here?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things in Metro Atlanta. There's, you know, area codes, zip codes. Pretty much I try to figure out where the client wants to target. Let's say your address is in Alpharetta. If they want to target a 10-mile radius outside of Alpharetta, you know, I do everything to make sure the clients are going to get in contact with who they need to get in contact with at that company.
When businesses reach out to you, and we're talking with Robert Fordham with Velo Systems, when businesses reach out to you, what are some of the more common issues or problems that that they're running into?
Apart from saying that, you know, my cup holder where I put my CD, that cup holder's broken, and I can't find the any key on the keyboard, right? Other than those two problems,
what are go back to the Seattle jokes, Stephen. But okay, is there one problem you see more often than some of the others?
It's kind of a broad question. It depends if we're talking hardware. It depends if we're talking business listings, SEO. A lot of people, they're not with SEO and targeting their website with local customers. The geographical targeting is just not correct, and a lot of the people that are doing it, they don't either have the backlink set up properly. They don't have the correct area codes or all the area codes targeted that they need to.
Which is that a way of them saying I'm not getting out what I want to get out of my online presence, and it's been set up wrong by their past, by their past company or doing it themselves?
Maybe they just don't know. I mean, they don't know how to do it correctly, or they don't, they're unaware of it, but, they're losing customers, clients, regardless. And, they can have someone handle the, geographical targeting, SEO, backlinks, and they're going to gain, a lot more clients, and they're going to be much more appreciative of the business after the.
Here is the most important question you're going to be asked today, Robert, and that is, what is the website where folks can go to get the information, phone numbers, all that contact information?
The website is computerrepairsnow.com. The info line is info@computerrepairsnow.com. We have a 1-800 number set up. We have, customer service line. We have a line for sales and a line for, support line as well. The phone number is 1-800-957-1678, 1-800-957-1678.
And the website again, computersrepairsnow.com.
Computerrepairsnow.com.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great website.
That's an awesome website.
Yeah, to get that one. Robert, thanks so much for joining us and sharing the information about your company, Velo Systems. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Robert Fordham with Velo Systems here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also, a big thank you to our other guests for joining us today, Audrey Blake with Fostering Leadership in You, and Matthew Dibert with Swanee Park Tavern. Quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. For Stephen Julian.
Mike, there was a comedian that said with Seattle.
I knew you were going to go to Seattle.
Of course
again.
I had to. When the sun comes out, they think, what did we do wrong? So that's what's going to happen tomorrow when the sun actually comes out.
I actually gave you a little chuckle there.
Yeah, you did. Thank you very much.
That was more than just a courtesy
That was
chuckle.
That was very kind. You were empowering me to feel better about myself. Now, let's go get a flaming drink.
Yes. And by the way, to your left right there is your Christmas gift, Falling in Love with Me by Audrey Blake.
Mutual enhancement. That's awesome.
All right. For Steven and for our producer, Trey Oda, my Mike Salmon, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.